The plan, and it's been a week of plans not going terribly according to plan. The plan was to speak to John Kamitas. They've got a new shirt sponsor, the same shirt sponsor that sponsors Everton, for example, and that apparently increases the chances that Everton might come and play against Cape Town City in an off-season. And Everton really are strengthening their squad at the moment. It's going to be tough to break into the top six, which they are desperately trying to do with Ronald Koeman as their manager, and they're spending quite a lot of money, but they're also losing some players, so it's going to be interesting to see how that works out. But John is not answering his phone, and that means that there's a little bit of time between now and 5:30 for you to say, you know what, I've been wanting to chat to John about X, Y, or Z. X, Y, or Z. Hi, John. I think the ANC broke the radio station equipment. The crackling sound started on Tuesday last week on voting day. It would be lovely to believe that we're important enough for the government to want to sabotage us, but that would be vainglory of a truly unacceptable kind. Coincidence is all that it was. 021-446-0567. Quite a lot of people are saying just we'd prefer not to be talking about our signal. We'd prefer to be talking about all sorts of other things, the things that are important and the things that are fun. But the signal has, for understandable reasons, been an important topic of conversation between us and our listeners. Why don't you move to FM, say quite a few people. Well, it's not our decision. That's the key thing to understand. It's not our decision. We are licensed to broadcast. Before we could start broadcasting on the 14th of October 1997, almost 20 years ago, we had to get a broadcast license from the Independent Communications Authority of South Africa, ICASA. And that broadcast license gave us permission to broadcast on the 567 band on AM or medium wave. We have asked ICASA several times. We've applied officially for permission to move to FM, and we have been denied that permission. People then say, what about 702? The 702 situation was different. They didn't just have a transmitter which was problematic for a week, which is about the length that our signal is going to be problematic. They had a transmitter based in the former Botswana homeland, which was on its last legs, and the commercial integrity of the station was threatened by the quality of the broadcast signal, which is not generally true for us, which is one of the reasons why ICASA is not at all keen on giving us a very scarce place on the FM frequency spectrum to broadcast on. John Kamitas is now with us. Cape Town City Football Club play their first match of the new season tomorrow. It's an MTN Top 8 quarterfinal against Polokwane City at the Cape Town Stadium at 3 o'clock. John, good afternoon. Decent ticket sales for tomorrow?
Yes, I think it's gone very well. There's a lot of interest around our first game, and I think it's due to our activity in the transfer market, and surely Benny McCarthy, I think that's been a big draw card, and I'm hoping for a good turnout.
I don't know. I suspect Benny, you know, having played for a lot of big clubs, Porto, West Ham, and various others, Celta Vigo as well is another one he played for. I suspect he knows how to handle pressure, but with his almost complete absence of coaching credentials, to come into a decent-sized new club with a very good first-season performance, how's he coping?
I think he's slightly nervous. There's no doubt about it, but he's very sure about his game plan. His biggest headache is who to leave out, really, because it's been such a fantastic preparation, and the three, four players that we've added have all kind of had starting lineup status, and it's not difficult to select 11. So I think it'll take us about 20 minutes to settle down, and I think after that the ability of the players is going to take over.
The MTN's a big competition. It'd be lovely to win a quarterfinal at home and go through to the semis and then the finals. But I mean, you're also got to be thinking about next week, the opening match of the PSL season, and there you're away to the defending champions, Bidvest Wits. So, you know, how much is tomorrow a look and see for the first league match of the season?
I think it's an important game for us, especially to allow us to settle in. We don't know what to expect in reality, and going to play our first league game away to the champions is not the best way to start the season, but it's also...
It is if you win.
Well, it is, but in a sense, you know, if you're going to catch them unprepared or least prepared, it's the first game, so it's possibly the best time at the same time. So I'm not thinking past this game tomorrow, so at this stage we're very focused on the MTN Top 8 game.
And John, the shirt sponsor, I don't know, I mean, and you're not going to tell me what kind of income you get from shirt sponsor Sport Pisa, who also sponsor Everton and Hull City and Torino and clubs like that, have come in and the announcement was made today. But, I mean, does that give you a kind of financial freedom to do things slightly differently with the club?
Well, it just accelerates the vision that we have for the club. You know, we want to have our own stadium very soon, and but what it also does, it just gives a lot of stability to the environment and makes people comfortable that they're at the right place. It's a global network that we've opened ourselves to, and I think that's, and you know, it's a very football-focused sponsor, and I think that's one of the biggest reasons we you know, went with them, because it's going to open a whole network for us in other aspects, especially also for players, you know.
John Comedis, good luck tomorrow and with the first match against Bidvest Wits next week. John, chairman of Cape Town City.